The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Training camp is always an exciting time of year. You know, your goals are set. And the team comes together after summer break, and we go to work.
I think we're in good shape, just kind of knocking some of the rust off. That's training camp. You know, I just told the team sometimes the offense is going to win, sometimes the defense is going to win, and that's the mark of a team that's competing against each other.
Crank it! Crank it, Glenn!
There's probably 150 plays from that practice, both sides of the ball.
Quicker.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for.
Don't drop your head.
This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Texans All Access Training Camp, presented by Academy.
Texans All Access, the training camp edition. We've got director's chairs to prove it. My name is Drew Doherty with my good friends Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. Guys, it's great to be out here. Another Texans training camp underway. How do you feel?
Well, I feel great about it so far, Drew. Under the circumstances, you know, you have two key injured players here in Dwayne Brown and J.J. Watt coming in. Then Derek Newton gets hurt. DeAndre shows up day two. That's a good thing. They're making the best of the situation, but they do have a lot of unanswered questions.
I really just wanted to know how you felt right now at this moment. So, John, how do you feel physically, just yourself?
Hot, sweaty, outside.
Well, you two have double-teamed on the radio this week and throughout training camp with General Manager Rick Smith. You've gotten some great stuff from him, and let's check out what he had to say a little bit earlier in your conversation with him.
Congratulations on the contract extension, 4 more years.
Tons of gratitude for the opportunity, number one, and then the chance to continue what we are building and hopefully bring a championship to the city of Houston. That's why we come here every day to work, and I think we've got a really, really good group. I'm excited about that and thankful and ready to go.
And in that group, DeAndre Hopkins, he comes back to camp. You got to be happy with that.
I was hopeful that it didn't last long, and thankfully it didn't. And he came back and did the conditioning test, and he's ready to roll.
Rick, last year, 2015, I mean, he was magnificent, but what's the growth that you've seen in him in the 3 years that he's been here?
The thing that jumped off the screen about the guy when you evaluated him in college was his competitiveness at the point. He's learned how to run routes better. He is still as competitive at the point, but, you know, his evolution as a wide receiver hopefully continues to grow. And like I've said before, he is one of the better ones in the league, and hopefully he takes another step this year with Brock.
So Brock Osweiler, his first training camp with the Houston Texans, your thoughts on him moving forward?
As he's been here throughout the offseason program, one of the things that continues to impress me is his presence in the building, his leadership, his work ethic as he comes in, and his command, really, of already of the offense in terms of his confidence at the line of scrimmage and how he is dictating and gives the rest of the group confidence that the leader knows what we're doing and he's confident in what we're doing. And so he's got a long way to go, obviously, but I just like the fact that I like the way he carries himself. It's just a function of him, you know, getting into rhythm with this group, understanding, you know, play call and understanding the nuances of the offense. But so far, I've been very impressed with the young man.
As Brock develops chemistry with everybody around him, you're facing one of the very best defenses in the NFL, and you want it to be competitive between the ones and the ones, which is what we see out here at camp. How do you balance all that as an organization?
Yeah, Bill and I meet every night, okay, at the end of the day. So last night, one of my comments to him was, we looked like we were the number three defense last year coming out of ball. I mean, our defense, you can tell that they hit the ground yesterday, and in their calls and in their execution, they look good, and they look like they're a group that has played together. So training camp's going to be training camp, okay? Some days you're going to win, some days you're going to lose. This group's going to look better, that group's going to look better. You want that competitive environment, and you want guys coming back the next day. If the other group got the best of them, you want to see them respond. You know, it's the fun of training camp.
The growth of Tom Savage, Rick, watching him yesterday, I was talking to somebody, I think I could just watch him throw a football. It's just such a pretty motion. It comes out so nice. But his growth and what you've seen in the last 3 years, what have you seen from Tom?
Yeah, he does throw a great ball, doesn't he? He's a guy that's had his issues with injuries. He's shown a lot of promise. This is a very important camp for him. He's got to be able to go out and show us and compete. And he's in a nice battle with Brandon. And from a talent standpoint, you're right. There's no question. So we got to see him put it together on a consistent basis and give us the confidence that he could be the guy that can go in a game and win a game for us if necessary.
And Brandon Whedon, Rick, you picked him up last year and you needed all the help you could get at the position, and he played really well for you. Now what are you looking for from that point to where he is now?
You know, you're looking for more of that. You're looking for him to take the step, take another step in his progression and evolution and understanding of the offense and what we're asking those guys to do, have better command at the line of scrimmage, those same things that we're looking for from Brock, yeah, to put us in the right play, get us out of the bad plays, you know, those things, because he's been around the system now. He knows George, he knows Bill, he knows the offense. He played well when he had his opportunities. So you're just looking for him to continue to improve.
These three guys, watching them, and I mentioned earlier about Tom, I mean, this might be the best collection of three arms maybe that have been in camp that I've seen since I've been in Houston. I don't know whether arm strength is a big deal now in the NFL, but, man, these three guys can really sling it.
You know, they can, but, you know, here's the thing I like even more, John. It's a good room. Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's a good room. They all get along well. There's some chemistry and some good synergy and energy.
They all travel together in the offseason.
Yeah, you know, and with George, the way George works with them, and even Pat in the room, it's you can tell when you watch them together as they move through the building and on the practice field and what they're doing. They're competing, obviously, mm-hmm, but that it's a good room.
Guys, we can talk about wide receiver groups. We can talk about J.J. Watt's absence. But the big story of this training camp and really this season is going to be how Brock Osweiler performs. What have you seen so far progress-wise from him?
Well, I think the communication is the biggest deal, Drew. How he communicates with everybody. I saw him walk off the practice field talking to Steven Anderson. They must have been talking to each other for 10, 15 minutes and trying to get the rookie up to speed. I've seen him with Nick Martin as they communicate with line calls and things like that. I think the communication and the command at the line of scrimmage has been the most impressive thing about Brock. How he manages everybody, how he sees the defense, and what he's seeing, and how he's able to communicate that to everybody out there on the field.
Yeah, that communication speaks a lot to the leadership that we've heard all about, Mark.
It's clear that he's a leader, Drew. I mean, we've seen that from OTAs. We've seen it in the early parts of training camp. The thing is, the development of the chemistry with the wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, he's been very honest that it's a work in progress between he, DeAndre, and the other receivers. And to make matters tougher, they have to go against one of the best defenses in the National Football
League. I was going to bring that up, and we're going to talk more at length about this defense later on in the show, but what does he gain from getting honed by that unit, so to speak?
Well, I think it's the speed of the game. He gets it. He went against it at Denver as well. I mean, he faced Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware if he was the scout team quarterback, which I'm sure he was at some point. So he's faced good defenses before. He beat the Patriots, etc. But I think it's just the speed of the game and what that defense is able to do, even without J.J. Watt. They've got some good rushers, and they got a really good secondary. So he faces that secondary every day.
Speed of the game is something that was emphasized in the offseason, more so on the offensive side of the ball. And when we come back on Texans All Access, we're getting into it. The wide receiver core, who's up, who's down, much, much more on that. Texans All Access training camp comes back.
You're watching Texans All Access Training Camp, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The right stuff for Texas since 1938. And by Reliant Energy. Reliant keeps you powered at home, at work, and on the go.
What's the most important thing for you about training camp?
There's a lot of important things about training camp. You know, you can start with just the team and coming together as a team, getting to know your teammates, who they are as people and football players, building timing with your receivers, continuity with your offensive line, getting your cadence down, your rhythm, how you call things at the line of scrimmage. So there's a million things that go into training camp.
Just trying to get in better shape so I can be prepared when the season comes around. And, you know, just try to get used to my teammates.
Just to get better, you know. Everybody can get better. Even, you know, the best players get better every year. Get more chemistry up between me and Dempsey, and me and Kareem, me and Joe, me and Kevin, whoever's on the field, we try to get more chemistry with each other.
I just got to bring it every day, be consistent. That's all I'm worried about, just being consistent and bringing it every day.
Just be a leader, just be a vocal leader, just try to, like, help guys like Cushion, set the defense up, help a lot of guys make plays, just try to fit in on the defense.
I mean, I take it a day at a time. I concentrate on one little area each and every day, yes, get better at it, whether it's covering, whether it's run stopping, pass rush, the concepts of how to play the game.
You take a short-term approach.
So every day I come out and I work on something different. But that's one thing each day I try to get better at, whether that's my hand placement, whether that's pass protection. Every day I'm working on something.
Just the weaknesses that you showed last year, some weak points that you need to work on, and getting the timing right, especially with the new quarterback coming in this year. It really comes together in training camp.
That stadium behind us might look like a track stadium come this fall. Welcome back to the show, guys. The Texans invested heavily in speed in the offseason via the draft, via the signing of running back Lamar Miller. But let's start with some of those wide receivers, and let's start at the top. DeAndre Hopkins, I believe, could have a better 2016 than he did last year when he was outstanding, yet still not have the numbers that he had last year. Your thoughts?
I think you're dead on. I think he may have fewer targets, which I'm okay with, because if you think about fewer targets, it means you're probably running the ball. And why are you running it? Because you have a lead in a game, and hopefully that's the case. The defense will play well all 16 games. You'll have the lead. You'll want to run the football a little bit more. But I do agree with you, Drew. I think he could have a little less in the number category and yet be more productive because he's got all those weapons alongside of him now.
Let's talk about the weapons. Which of the fast guys have you been most impressed with so far?
Well, I think Will Fuller has really turned a lot of heads here. He's a great route runner. A lot of people think he's just a burner. He's not a burner. He could burn, but he runs good routes. He had a tremendous catch in the back of the end zone behind you that made the thousands of people here go, wow, I didn't know he could do that. We saw that at OTAs. He has got a lot of versatility to him, and I think he's going to be a special player.
It's been fun to see some of those stereotypes on Will Fuller not necessarily be true. Another stereotype about a different guy is Braxton Miller. Oh, he's just going to be in the slot. It's going to take a lot of time to develop. May still take a lot of time to develop, but he's going to move all over the place, isn't he?
Drew, his development actually is going a lot faster than anybody, I think, thought. This guy's an athlete, and he's got the it factor. Look, he was a starting quarterback at Ohio State in front of 103,000 back when he was a true freshman. This guy loves the bright lights, but you're seeing him do things. He's such a naturally gifted playmaker. It's going to be really exciting to see what he does over the long haul of the season, combined with Will Fuller and, of course, with DeAndre Hopkins.
I want a name from each of you to go down the depth chart of someone to keep an eye on who might make an impact on this squad someday.
Ooh, good one. I'm going to say Wendell Williams. Talk about fast. This guy can get up and down the field, and he's got a lot of skill, more than just the 4.2 speed he showed at his pro day. I'll say Wendell Williams.
How about this? I'll go Keith Mumphrey and maybe even Cecil Shorts, the veteran who they signed prior to last year. On the radio, we have a category based on fatal attraction. I will not be ignored. Well, they will not be ignored. Cecil Shorts has seen what's happened. They've drafted guys. The alarms have sounded. The veteran wants to stick around. And Mumphrey knows what's going on as well. He was solid last year. He's making some plays out here. He will not be ignored.
It's a fierce, fierce competition at that spot. And another spot that's got an equally tough, battle is the running back position. You know Lamar Miller is the starter. He was signed for the money. Bill O'Brien said so this week in camp. But behind him, there's a cornucopia of guys with varying skills, varying degrees of experience. What's your take on how this is going to shake out?
The varying skill set. You got a couple of Jets in Akeem Hunt and Tyler Irvin, the rookie from San Jose State. You got the all-round Jonathan Grimes. You got Alfred Blue, who can pound it through there with zone runs and power runs. So you got a little bit of everything with all those guys. That's going to be a really tough cut if there has to be one on cut day amongst all those running backs.
And the deciding factor is going to be special teams.
Yeah, special teams, Drew. I was going to say, because you have Tyler Irvin, who was drafted in the fourth round. They're going to give him every opportunity to win this punt return job. You get the feeling they'd like to see somebody else in there as well. Maybe Fuller, maybe Wendell Williams get a shot at it. But Irvin might be the safest bet. So he'll get a great crack at that, and that'll help his ability to make this roster. Fourth-round draft choices, no guarantee to make the 53-man roster. I like what he's doing, and don't ignore Jonathan Grimes, by the way, because we've been noticing him, salty veteran now, really. Knows the system well. You can always count on him to make plays.
Does so many different things. We've seen the pads come on for the offensive lineman this week. First impressions there in the run game.
Well, I think it's going to take some work because you're talking about new center. The two tackles have been out. Newton and Dwayne Brown have both been out. So you're still working with a new group. As Mark mentioned on radio, the salty vet of the group is Xavier Suofilo at this point. So It's a work in progress, but you can see day after day after day, you can see the progress on the offensive line. And that's a good sign. If you saw them regressing, you'd be worried about that, but they're not. They're getting better each and every day.
Yeah, the absence of Dwayne Brown and Derek Newton on the front forces other guys into action, forces everybody to try to be cohesive. It is funny about Sua Fila just playing a half season, and he's like the vet Texan anyway, because Jeff Allen's been around the block in the National Football League. Martin, again, every opportunity he's going to get at center. We'll see how it plays out.
Yes, enough about the offense, you two, and me and you at home, because this defense has been outstanding the first week at training camp. We're putting the eye on them when we come back here on Texans All Access.
You're watching Texans All Access Training Camp, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Defense did a good job. You know, that's kind of the way it is most times. You know, we've got all those guys are back on defense and having a lot of things thrown at us defensively, you know, from an offensive viewpoint. So we just got to keep getting better.
Defense, we did a darn good job starting off the day, you know, with pads on the first day. Last year wasn't too good. Romeo, he was pretty happy about that. And so we've got to be able to continue that throughout camp.
You know, it's all about getting the work in right now. You know, second day of the pads, you know, it definitely feels good to be out here and as a team and getting better.
It's a very diverse group, and it's a very competitive position.
No J.J. Watt, and I won't say no problem because you'd be a fool to say that, but J.J. Watt's not been at Texans training camp in between the lines yet. The defense has still flourished. What have you made, Mark, of the absence of J.J. Watt and what this D's been able to do?
Well, it means more reps for Devin Still, who's new to this team, and Christian Covington, who's only in his second year, and all the defensive ends, really. And the way they move the line around, I think it's more reps for everybody. Vince Wilfork has been out here. That's been good to see. I think it kind of gets everybody's attention that Watt isn't here, if you will, and they've got to put in the extra focus, perhaps. But you said it. The defense has been looking really good. They look great in OTAs and minicamp. They've looked really good so far in training camp.
J.J. Watt, like we mentioned, is a playmaker. No ifs, no ands, no buts. A guy who has looked like a playmaker and looked like the number one overall pick, Jadeveon Clowney. He's had a fantastic start to camp. Texans really could use the Clowney that they envisioned they were getting this year.
You see things during training camp, Drew, that are so physically impressive from J.D. There are times where he does it with his power. There are times he does it with his speed. One day in practice, he ran one of the running backs down from behind, just going flat down the line of scrimmage. And I thought, who can do that? There aren't guys that can do that. Some of the things he does are just so physically impressive. And like he said, 16 games. The production will come. You just need 16 games.
Absolutely. Look, Whitney Mercilus on the other side. You look at John Simon as well at outside linebacker. Those three guys have been in the system 3 years. You're looking at some continuity there now, and I think you're going to see a payoff.
You know what else you've seen so far is a turning back of the clock, so to speak, for Brian Cushing, the inside linebacker. He's looking really fresh. That's a lot like the guy we saw in 09, rookie of the year, in 2011 when he was the team MVP. Can he get closer to that productivity that we saw there?
Well, I think there's no question about it. He gets away from the injuries. He's such a leader now. He understands his defense left and right. And Bernardrick McKinney in year two, after he came on strong second half of last year, looks really solid at inside linebacker. I think it's a good group overall, top to bottom. And when we talk about the D linemen, front seven is almost its own position group, isn't it?
Yeah, but the secondary, they've got some mature stars in Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph. And then at the back end, safeties, you used to play that position. You like what you've seen.
I love Andre Howe. I think the insertion of him at safety has been so big for this defense. But he and Quentin Demps, and then when they go nickel, all the other guys they can throw back there. Secondary's got a lot of experience. J.J. and Kareem Jackson, they all fit together. And that's where continuity really comes into play. Those guys have been together now for almost 3 years.
And those guys have all sweated together. It's been very hot here at Texans camp, and we're going to find out how to beat the heat. I'm going to use Texans strength and conditioning coach, Coach Fitz, when we come back. It wouldn't be a Texans All Access training camp show unless DP City was involved. DP, good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Very quickly, put you on the spot. You're one guy who stood out so far through the first week of work.
I mean, it's not a huge surprise, but Jalen Strong. He's been doing nice things all off season, and Bill O'Brien said he nailed his conditioning test when he came in. He's been picking two or three things every day that he wants to work on, and he looks sharp in camp.
Nailing the conditioning test is a good thing. It's an even more impressive thing when you do it in this oppressive heat, which we're all in as well. You had a chance to get together with strength and conditioning coach Craig Fitzgerald, and you had some fun with the guy in charge there.
It's the heat. We all know it. It's not supposed to be a storyline, but it is, because how can you avoid the fact that it's triple digits every single day? These guys are in full pads outside.
From February to now, what has Craig Fitzgerald done to get this crew ready?
Coach, what's the conditioning process like leading up and going into training camp?
We feel we have a really good base from OTAs for conditioning. The guys work really hard during OTAs, and if they do their job as far as just keeping in shape from OTAs for the 5 weeks they're either here or they're on their own, they're going to be in great shape for camp.
What sort of advice do you give these guys when they break before they come back to camp? Is it specific?
Well, our head athletic trainer, Jeff Kaplan, and I tell these guys, you know, listen, it's great to run and stay in shape and do your football-specific drills on your own, but it's even better to do that in the heat. I mean, Houston has a really, you know, unique setup where the heat is something that can get you in shape really fast, and you also have to be in shape for the heat. When you get here, if you're not training in this type of heat, it'll really shock you.
How different is it having guys condition in this Houston heat, especially for the rookies and the new guys? Is it different from your perspective on how you conduct your conditioning program?
For lack of a fancier word, you just get used to it, you know, and so, you know, you can think about it or talk about it. But our guys learn fast, and I think it has to do with our athletic training staff, of the education they give them of, listen, eating right, hydrating, and then getting in there and practicing on your own, playing in the heat. And when our guys come back, we think it's a huge advantage that they're able to have a great practice in the heat, and it builds up, and we feel like that's an edge for us.
How about your program? How much does it change going from camp to preseason and then into the regular season?
Well, Coach O'Brien and the football staff really believe in a strong football team. And it's exciting because when we design our program, we know we're going to get an hour with the guys pretty much every day we're not traveling or playing a preseason game. We're going to get a great training session. So we have our opportunities, and the players really enjoy that. We feel at the end of training camp, we're actually stronger than we were when we began it, which is an awesome situation for us going into the season.
1 week in the books, and now things change because you're squaring off against people that are not named Texans. Mark, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Preseason games, scheduled practices with the 49ers and the Saints. Got to see this offense come together, Drew. They don't have much time to do it.
DP, how important are these, you know, practices with other teams?
You know, that's the best sort of competition they can have, because a lot of times when you see these players go against one another in practice during the week, you see Bill O'Brien sit the starters for the preseason game and sort of save them for the next week of camp. So what it does is it gives a lot of the younger guys, the newer guys, an opportunity to see game time action and see how they perform under pressure.
Fantastic work as always. For Mark, for DP, I'm Drew. We'll see you next time on Texans All Access.